This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia on Tuesday struck at military and infrastructure targets in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, and across other parts of the country, including western areas far from the front lines, Ukrainian officials said. Russia's defense ministry said for its part, Russian forces had hit and destroyed 8 ammunition warehouses across Ukraine in the last 24 hours and repelled Ukrainian attacks in 3 different directions. 2 weeks after a dam breach caused massive flooding in southern Ukraine, a village in the Mykolaiv region shows the evidence of the scale of destruction. Reuters correspondent Edward Barn has more.
The collapse of the dam on June 6 unleashed floodwaters across southern Ukraine and Russian-occupied parts of the Kherson region, destroying homes and cutting off supplies. Locals in Pavlo-Marianivka say that farmlands were completely flooded, with several thousand acres of barley, sunflower and other crops destroyed. There's no gas or running water in the village. Authorities have fixed the power supply, but people are afraid to turn it on because the houses remain wet.
Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. Counterterrorism experts say Africa is now the world's terrorism hotspot, with half of the victims killed last year in sub-Saharan Africa. But they say Al-Qaeda and Islamic State affiliates remain widespread and active. International police agency Interpol also said during a panel discussion at the UN on Tuesday, terrorism linked to right-wing ideology increased an estimated 50-fold over the past decade, particularly in Europe, North America, and parts of the Asia-Pacific. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. American and Canadian authorities say they've expanded their search and rescue teams into deeper waters to find the missing submersible that vanished while taking tourists on a $250,000 trip under the sea to the wreck of the Titanic. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
Hamish Harding, a British billionaire, is believed to be aboard and said on social media that he was one of the mission specialists. One of the missing persons is reportedly Stockton Rush, the founder of a company called OceanGate, which ran the operation. Two others aboard are Shahzada Dawood and his son Suleiman. Dawood is an executive at one of Pakistan's largest conglomerates, Engro Corporation, and lives in the UK. The vessel's reportedly piloted by Paul-Henri Narjolet, a French explorer and the director of underwater research at a company that owns the wreck of the Titanic.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. U.S. Republican lawmakers are blasting the plea deal for Hunter Biden, President Joe Biden's son, which comes days after the Justice Department indicted Donald Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and others use the same phrase.
It continues to show the two-tier system in America.
Saying while the government is trying to put President Biden's top political opponent in prison.
If you are the president's son, you get a sweetheart deal.
Trump himself says on social media the agreement to resolve Hunter Biden's case is a mere traffic ticket. Other Republicans call it a slap on the wrist. McCarthy says the House GOP's investigation of what it calls corruption in the Biden family's business dealings will continue. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A federal judge has struck down the U.S. southern state of Arkansas's ban on gender-affirming care for minors. The judge ruled Tuesday the nation's first ban on such care for children violates the U.S. Constitution. A new study says homeless people in California were struggling with poor health and deep poverty before becoming homeless. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The study released by the University of California, San Francisco, attempts to capture a comprehensive picture of how people become homeless in California. It's a survey of nearly 3,200 homeless people, which found that when they lost housing, their median household income was $960 a month. For renters on leases, it was $1,400 a month, of which on average half went to rent. Homelessness is all too pervasive in California, where an estimated 171,000 people are without a place to live. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.